The other day, Martino said there's a possibility you could challenge for first team minutes this season. I assume that's what you want to hear.
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to hear positive things from the head coach. Hopefully, I know last year I made my debut, but didn't play too much other than that. I know the youth national team kind of made it hard just being away with the World Cup stuff and all that. But yeah, hopefully this year, you know, you get a little bit more playing time, and you know, it depends on how you do with that playing time is what happens from there. So we'll see.
What did you learn in your first full year as a pro that you can apply to this year?
Just a lot of maturity things. I mean, around guys like Parkey, Jeff Lavrinovitz, Leandre, you know, guys like that that have been there and done that, and just kind of picking up on little things that they do, how they take care of their body. And then on the field, just the little things, you know, talking more, you know, helping other guys out that will help you out as well. They're in the right spot, then maybe you don't have to do as much running because you don't have to cover up for that, or whatever the situation is, you know, combining with guys well and building some chemistry with some of the guys on the team. That's probably the main things that I took away from my first year.
Do you have a goal for the number of minutes you would hope to play this season with the first team?
No, I mean, just the more the merrier. I mean, I think every guy wants to play as much as possible, and so I don't think I really have a goal set, but I guess the goal you'd say is the more you can get, the better.
With the Atlanta United 2 team development coming along, would you be open to playing some, getting some minutes there instead of maybe traveling with the first team and getting that experience being on the road, practicing with them? Or would you just be willing to be on the field even if it's the Atlanta United 2 squad?
I mean, I'm good with either. I mean, I'm happy with the journey wherever it takes me. I think that's not really my decision of where I go and this and that. It's Tata, Carlos' decision. But whatever they choose, I know they have my best interest in mind and the team as well. And so wherever I end up or whatever the situation is, I'm just going to do the best I can with my start. So we'll see how it goes.
Would you like the opportunity also to play with some of the developmental guys and the homegrown guys on the field in a professional setting? Would that be an advantage, you think?
Yeah, that would be pretty cool, you know, to have some of the guys that you've grown up playing with, you know, playing whether if it's the USL team or down the road in a few years with the MLS team. I think that's every player in the academy's goal is to play in the USL and go to the MLS team now. You know, playing with some guys like Patrick Coswell, you know, Chris Gonzalez, George, you know, the homegrowns, and some guys in the academy, you know, Charlie Asensio, and some of the like youth national team guys. Hopefully they'll be able to get some USL minutes this year, and it would be pretty cool to be able to deal with them at the same time.
Are there any potential national team conflicts for you this year? Because, I mean, last year was, you know, on again, off again all the time.
I'm sure there'll be a trip or two. I mean, with the U-20s or U-19s now, I know we have a couple of international trips through the spring and in the summer. And I think it just kind of depends on what situation we're in here, if we'll go to that or not. But nowhere near as busy as last year with the qualifiers of the World Cup.
Yeah, last year you just never really had time to gain any traction.
Yeah.
Here with the first team.
Yeah, it was hard. I mean, it made it difficult. But playing for the national team was one of the biggest honors.
Right.
So I have zero complaints about that.
Right.
I enjoyed every minute away with the national team as well as I did every minute here.
Tell us a little bit about that kind of split personality for you last year, where you were a young player in this group, but then you're a leader with the national team.
Yeah, I mean, it was a pretty different situation in both teams, but I think I would take away the little things that I learned last year with the team and try to move them over to the youth national teams and teach some of the younger guys on that team, the couple of O-1s that we have, Taylor Booth, who's doing really well, moving over to Bayern, actually. So just the little things that you could, leadership things that you could take away from guys like Parkey and that, and to be able to be, try to be one of those guys on the national team. So it was a pretty cool experience to be able to do a little bit of both.
You played all over the field the last 2 years. Where are you most comfortable right now?
On the field. Wherever that is, it doesn't matter to me as long as I'm on the field.
And with the homegrown guys coming in, you've been up now 2 years out of the academy playing with professionals and knowing the physical rigors of it. Is it something you can provide for the younger guys, just someone to help guide them through just the physical aspect of growing into playing the game at MLS level?
Yeah, I mean, I'm no vet. but you know, I've been around for a year or two, rather with Atlanta or with Charleston Battery. So you know, I've seen a couple things and this and that, and then anything that I can do to help the other guys is great, because whenever I was in that spot, I would look to guys to kind of help me through and give me little pointers here and there. So I mean, any little thing that I can learn to be able to pass on to the guys, especially the young guys like Jordan Bello, who's only just turned 16, is something that I would really look forward to passing on.
What's one part of your game that you feel like has improved the most in the last year?
As I said, probably my maturity, I think, was one of the biggest things that I took away from last year. Whenever I was 15, 16, I was more of a kind of individual player. Not selfish, but more my strength was to take people on and kind of do it that way. And so I think as I grow up, maturity is being able to combine with people to be able to get past defenders. And whenever the situation is right in the final third, that's when you take more touches and take people on. I think that's probably one of the bigger strengths. And then my ability to be able to play multiple positions, I think, helps as well. Used to, I would only just play winger mostly, and not being able to play inside as a 10, as I did in the World Cup, and the false 9, or whatever needed, I think that helps as well.
In the,